have the Princeton Tigers. We talked about this last week, that the schedule, especially as you get toward Christmas for Princeton, this real good Tiger team, they're going to be tested. It's going to start in conference play at Gallatin on Friday. Have one of the powers in Class 1 in the state, Green City, on the road on Monday. Kansas City Southeast, Holiday Hoops, Thursday of next week. I don't know much about the Southeast Knights. I'm going to assume Inner-City Kansas City School has some guys who can play hoops. So we'll find out about those matchups here with head coach Damon Collins. Coach, first time I saw you was against Platte Valley. That was a rough one. Certainly, you got the ball in the hoop a little bit more consistently against Trenton. I thought you guys looked real good on Tuesday night. Congrats on the win.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was definitely a little better night for us getting the ball through the hoop that night than against Platte Valley. Of course, that defense of Platte Valley is a different animal to try to go up against.
Yeah, what really impressed me, you know, and we'll not talk about Platte Valley here for 10 minutes by any stretch, but Platte Valley was so good at cutting off your driving lanes, and they forced you to go where you didn't want to go on the floor, and that's what made them really, really tough, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think they definitely, you know, just keep pressure on you at all times and try to make you a little bit uncomfortable. And I think we're getting better with that as the year goes on, but we weren't quite ready for it at that time.
Do you get the sense, Coach, that, you know, that's your only loss, so it's kind of the only setback, the only adversity that the Tigers have had on the scoreboard? The bounce back looks really good. You know, East Harrison, Mercer, Trenton, all pretty convincing victories on your home floor. Did you get the sense that loss to Platte Valley, as unpleasant as it was, did it have some lasting, real positive benefits for your team over last week?
Yeah, I think, you know, definitely wasn't too much of a setback. We knew they were a really good team, but I think, you know, it showed us some things we needed to work on, and the guys have, you know, got up and tried to pressure each other a little bit more in practice and trying to get a little bit more used to being comfortable being uncomfortable.
We knew that coming into the season, at least when I looked at Princeton, you know, that Talon Holt was going to be, you know, a first team, at the very least, first team all GRC sort of talent. Tell you what, I mentioned kind of the guards that you have. Evans is your best guard. Yeah, I mean, the way he shot and handled the ball against Trenton, I thought was superb on Tuesday night.
Yeah, he's definitely had a couple big games that week. I think he had 11 threes on the week in the two games, and he's definitely stepping up on the offensive end for us, and you know, has been taking care of the ball pretty well to go with it.
So storylines, I always look at storylines for these conference games and just say, okay, what is the storyline coming into a particular matchup? Folks knew coming into the season what Gallatin was, and you know, Gallatin's going to be real good, and they're unbeaten, and they're real good so far. When they look at Princeton, they look at a team that's a year older, looking to make that step. Is that, to you, Coach, is that the storyline to see, are we, you know, ready to play a team of Gallatin's caliber on the road and, you know, be in this game and get a victory? Is that kind of what you're looking at for Friday with your guys?
Definitely. You know, it's an early test here early on. You know, outside of Platte Valley, like I said, I don't think, you know, we've been, you know, really extremely tested. And these next few games are definitely going to test us and see what we can really do.
Yeah, when you look at Gallatin in particular, and obviously, you know, they've been batting a little bit of injury, a little bit of the flu bug that's been going through everywhere over the last week or two. So, you know, they've had Fiden, they've had Bird, but, you know, not all the time, and it sounds like the last week has really helped them. So, you know, Bird, you know what you're going against. Fiden, you know what you're going against. How much is the depth that Gallatin has, that Coach Sellinger has, how much does that make them good that they can come at you with about 9-10 deep?
I think that's definitely a factor, you know, especially even if, you know, you can get a guy in foul trouble, they have other backup guys, or, you know, just all the role players can score. You know, they have, you know, eight guys averaging, you know, 7 points or more, it seems like. And, you know, pretty, you know, you mentioned those guys at the top, and you can throw Stout in there as well, but they're just well-rounded on top of that.
What's it going to take for you guys, Coach? Obviously, the guys that I mentioned, you know, you got Evans, you got a really good supporting cast, you got Talon Holt as a go-to guy. In order to, you know, it's a big step for Princeton. You get a victory tomorrow night, people look at the Tigers differently for the rest of the season. In order to get that victory at Gallatin, what do you guys need to do really well?
I think number one, you know, they're going to come out and put some pressure on you in full court. We need to take care of the ball and, you know, and then, you know, convert that into offense. But I think, you know, the main keys will be taking care of the ball and then rebounding. You know, if we can keep them off offensive glass and hold them to one shot and take care of the ball and get shots at the other end, we'll give ourselves a good chance.
Yeah. I was talking after the game with some of the guys, obviously Princeton guys, after the Trenton win. Yeah, I've made the comment to you in the past, too, that sometimes in a small school, you have good pieces, but they don't fit together real well. You have five guards and not a lot of size, or you have a lot of size and not a lot of guys who can handle the ball. You got a guy in Holt who's 6'2 and can play a guard or a forward position. We've mentioned Evans. Kelby Thomas can play. Tyler Kaufman can play kind of undersized. And then you got the shot blocker inside in Jaden Finney. I feel like, you know, and it doesn't always happen this way at the Class 2 level. You have pieces that fit really well with one another. Do you get that sense with this group?
Yeah, I think, as you said, you know, may not have the depth of the Gallatin team, but I think, you know, maybe we have the right pieces that are, you know, playing together well. I think, you know, the main part, they're starting to get some good chemistry.
Can this obviously is still early in the season, but it's a conference game, and it's going to go a long way to decide who wins the Eastern Division. So the guys know this is going to be a big game against a strong opponent. Can you be too fired up for a game like this, Coach? I know I asked that for football and districts and those things, but if you get too fired up, can you kind of forget about some of the basics? Is that a concern for a game like this?
No, I think, you know, with basketball, it's a game of runs. So you can definitely, you know, get too high, you know, when you when you go on a run, or get too low when the other team goes on a run. You got to, you know, stay even keel and, you know, and try to just play for the whole 32 minutes.
Where has Talon Holt, where is he better as a junior and compared to his sophomore years, as his sophomore year, Coach? Where has he advanced his game over the last 9 months?
I think just outside of the game, just maturity. He's grown up, doesn't, you know, get as frustrated at different things, whether it be missing shots or you know, maybe not getting a call he thought he should. I think, you know, just staying more positive, I think, is a big part in helping him.
I asked you about Platte Valley earlier, and just specifically, what are the things that you see as similarities between Platte Valley and Gallatin that you hope are lessons that the guys learn from Platte Valley and they take it into this big game against Gallatin?
Well, I mean, number one, they're going to, you know, pick you up full court a lot of times and be looking to run another guy at you and come in the trap. And I think, you know, that's similar to Platte Valley. And, you know, we've seen it before. Now we got to do a good job of taking care of it. I don't know if their pressure is quite as good. But when you have a guy like Bird up there putting, you know, getting the trap, that, you know, can make it just as difficult or more difficult to try to get a pass around.
I just went and grabbed your roster because, you know, I was mentioning a couple of the guys that I just remembered off the top of my head, but I didn't realize, and a lot of these guys, you know, I mentioned Clay Evans. I didn't realize he's only a sophomore. You got Kaufman, you got Burge, you know, Schreffler, a couple of Schreffler kids, and then Cooper Boxley. You have a deep sophomore class, but that's a good sophomore class. How integral are those 10th graders going to be to your success this year?
Definitely. As you said, we've already got one, you know, stepping up, being a scorer for us, and the others are, you know, they're going to, you know, be in some role players, but they're starting to have more impacts. You said, you know, Coughlin's getting after it on the defensive end, you know, turns that into a couple of layups a game, and if we can get, you know, Noel Schreffler and Cooper Boxley a little bit more comfortable going forward, I think, you know, that'll help us out a lot.
Yeah, not as veteran of a Princeton team, even with a lot of experience, as you might think, folks. Jaden Finney, Levi Willett, the only seniors on this roster, so still pretty young. I'm going to get a chance to see Atlanta. I got Milan Atlanta coming up Tuesday out at Atlanta. Atlanta beat Green City on Tuesday night, so I'm really interested to see this Atlanta boys team. You don't play Atlanta, but you do play Green City, and everything that everybody I've talked to, despite the loss to Atlanta, indicates that Green City, you know, much like last year, they're really good. So as much as, you know, Gallatin has importance in the GRC, you know, Green City's going to be a really good matchup for your basketball team on Monday, isn't it?
Definitely, as we mentioned, just kind of continues with that stretch of tough games, and going on the road again, it'll be a good contest for us to help us, you know, prepare to get better. And she said they're going to have a lot of speed and probably, you know, same thing, coming with a lot of pressure. And it's going to be, you know, similar back-to-back games. We need to, you know, work on, focus on taking care of the ball.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure here at this point that Southeast game a week from tonight is going to be on the opposite side of the dial on Z101.7. I'll have the call of those. Do you know much about Southeast, Coach, or are you expecting, kind of as I mentioned, that you're going to get a real fast team that is very athletic and likes to get up and down like a lot of the city teams do that you might imagine?
I don't know a whole lot about them yet. Just, you know, we're starting to get some things on them, and we'll find out, a lot more here in the next week before we play them. As you know, we kind of got to prepare for these next two games before we get ready for them.
I know this is way down the pike because districts are still two and a half months away, but I did kind of take a sneak peek at that today. And, you know, a couple of teams that you're pretty familiar with, certainly Putnam County you're familiar with, but Putnam County and Schuyler County are both in your district. It's over at Schuyler County. So, you know, you get to districts, you kind of see at that point who's there, who's good. You got a couple of teams that are going to be real good in Class 2 District 6.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, the big thing for us is we're not going to see most of those schools. You know, the only one we're going to play is Putnam. Mm-hmm. Probably the only other like opponent we may have is maybe Green City and Milan. So, you know, those games could be pretty big for us too, you know, trying to compare teams as well.
Yeah, I mentioned too, as we're looking at the teams in there, when Princeton and Putnam play, obviously you're playing for a conference championship when you play, but maybe just as importantly, you might be playing for a seed in districts when you play the midgets here mid-January.
Definitely, and like you said, that may be kind of the only comparison that some of those teams have, you know, trying to compare us to the other teams as well.
Not too shabby are the Tigers. They are 6-1 at Gallatin Friday, at Green City on Monday. Those are a couple of dandies on the upcoming schedule for the Tigers. Coach, best of luck with the road trips. We will talk to you again next Thursday.
Yep, thank you, and as always, we appreciate the coverage.